Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
It's a Wednesday. My name's Kevin Graham, and we've got a couple of wee housekeeping things that we need to sort out for last week before we go any further with this. So I've got a statement for our lawyers, lads, that I'm going to read out because we caused a wee bit of eruption in the comments last week, and we didn't mean it, but we did. So the statement reads, "We are all normal men. We are all innocent men. The money was just resting in our account and they didn't want to use it to get a Chris Boyd hair weave. We didn't mean to break the restraining order and we will not mention dishwashers again. All misdemeanours were done by a guy called Giggsy the Poet, also known as Kevin Graham, also known as Marilyn Lim. Giggsy the Poet is easily identified as he wears a green shirt, his own axe on a Wednesday, calling himself Kevin Graham, also known as Marilyn Lim. He is not to be trusted. We are all normal men. We are all innocent men. Statement ends." So there we go. That's cleared everything up for the lawyers there, eh? We may as well go right into the tagline, eh?
Yeah.
All signs for Celtic. Paddy, what's your thoughts this morning? Where does that leave us strikers-wise? Are you looking forward to seeing this fella and just talk away about him?
I'm looking forward to him, but we are not a caution. Only because looking into his scoring record prior to last season, I mean, even last season, his scoring record at Suwon wasn't the best. But he's only 21-year-old. He looks a bit of a unit. He's in the kind of Giakoumakis mode, isn't he? 6'1". He's a bit of a boy. But cautiously optimistic is what I would say about this signing.
John, what's your thoughts about it? Paper, if you're looking at it on paper, it looks like he's coming in to replace Georgios Giakoumakis in the squad, which we'll talk about later on.
Yeah.
Giakoumakis has definitely got more experience in Europe, definitely coming from a better pedigree league. Some folk would say that we're downsizing again. We're taking a punt on potential to replace proven talent that we've got. I would argue that to the cows come home, but I need to be the devil's advocate here and ask you what you think.
Yeah, well, the good news is that the transfer machine just keeps rolling along. And it's the same vision, the same principles that we've been applying recently. This is the same speed of movement. All of those things are good. So everything is working as it should be. You cannot guarantee any player will be a success. With this one, you look back, I've looked, if you remember when I was going on last week about Iwata, and I really, really hope his highlights package, he lives up to his highlights package on YouTube. O's highlights package is honestly pretty modest. It's not, there's nothing there that's getting you off your seat. You know, when you saw Kyogo's highlights and, you know, even Maeda's highlights and stuff like that, there was things there that you were going, woof, look at that, what a player he could be. Mm-hmm. Not so with a big chap here, I'm afraid, but that doesn't mean, you know, again, he's 21. I looked at, he scored 14 goals last year, half of them with his head. The ones, one of them was a pen, but half of them with his head. So he is a big guy. He is good in the air. Well, in the Korean League, respect, you know, in terms of comparison, he's good in the air. So, but look, you know, I don't think he's a direct replacement for Giakoumakis. I don't think he's at that level. I think we have bought potential here. That's part of what we have to do. Obviously, it looks like a win-in, win-out situation. But as was pointed out to me earlier on today, we do have the Japanese centre-forward playing on the left wing. If we needed a backup. Now, if you said that before the World Cup, I would have said, nah, that's not really a backup. But since then, sure, Maeda has been phenomenal. So maybe the thinking is Maeda's backup for Kyogo. And the young fella here is, you know, the protege that we need to turn into a very, very good player. I would just urge everyone, you know, rather than take my word for it, go on and look at the YouTube package yourself. Or there's multiple ones just of his goals and then his performances and his assists and stuff, and see what you think. He looks very rotten-y. Is the honest truth, he looks very raw. Could be a great player, but again, of all the ones Angus has picked so far, this is the one that looks most like a project player to me anyway. No one needs to take my word for it. You can see exactly what I can see. Go online and have a look for yourself and see what you think. You know,
Paddy, is this time for Celtic to be taking on a project player?
No, with the kind of backup I've got now for Kyogo. I mean, I'm not entirely sure if maybe we'll look into getting another striker in, because if what John's saying is correct, that, and I agree with John, it does look right. That's why I said at the start of the show, I'm cautiously optimistic. Well, what if Kyogo gets injured? What are we going to do then? And I know you're saying Maeda can play that, can fill that role as well. But then it's just another case of another sticking plaster, isn't it? Like we did with McGregor and O'Reilly. I'm hoping that he'll hit the ground running. His chances are probably going to come few and far between, to be fair. Like I said before, cautiously optimistic. We'll see how it goes. His scoring record prior to last season wasn't the best. And even at that, 14 goals and almost 40 appearances isn't the best either. But he is only 21. And he has that kind of Ange signing. But I don't think we're ever meant to have a project signed at this point in time, especially if we've got real ambitions to win the treble. On you go.
What I found quite interesting was the game on Saturday against Morton. when we started the setting half, the six of the players that started that setting half were had been at the club 6 months or less. They're done the two Japanese lads that came on in the setting half had only been in the club 3 or 4 weeks. And me sit here and me talk about we're sitting here talking about how do we get the youngsters and blah, blah, blah. For me, that just sorts, we're still a team in transition. Like, we are really still a team in transition where we can go into a Scottish Cup tie and we still put out a strong side, John. Mm-hmm. But the six of those guys weren't there last season at this point last season. That's for me, that is a sign of progress. And for me, that's the sign where O comes in. He's coming in and he will get game time. And you look at you actually put it in a message to us, Johnny. The two Japanese guys that have come in, Aiwata and Yuki, have walked straight into the first team or have been involved in the first team very, very quickly. I actually expect the same for O. I really do.
Well, I think it's remarkable. I mean, and that message was really... I'm sure someone in the comments can tell us, but there's Johnson, Kobayashi, and Iwata all playing in the first team. They were only signed this month. So has that ever happened before where we've signed three guys, especially mid-season, three guys who are in the first team already? It seems quite unusual to me. And the rest of the team's all very new as well. As you say, Kev, it's transition. But I think a lot of people, transitions is a dirty word because it means that we're never going to be the finished article. But I think the point that Ange was making before, and again, I think that we just have to adapt to it, being aggressive in the transfer market, is we're never going to be the finished article because we're always going to be buying and selling. It's an aggressive policy. So, again, we're never going to be settled to the point where we can say, right now, this is the team that's going to get us to the, UEFA Cup final. I just don't think that's going to happen anymore. I think there's always going to be movement. What you want is obviously a solid spine to your team, which at the moment we have. So we've got a good solid spine to the team. If you take Carter Vickers, Hart, Carter Vickers, McGregor, Kyogo, that's a decent spine. And we've got some very, very good players around that. But I just don't think we're ever going to be the case where, all right, it's going to be this transfer window is the one that's going to give us, the Celtic squad or the Celtic team that we all want to see, because there's always going to be movement. Now, my only issue with a young fella here is that my argument always was that we don't want to be resetting to zero and we don't want to be taking in, absolute project players. We're trying to buy potential on an ever-increasing gradient, which will be stopped eventually by the wages. But that's the plan. This appears to be, a move that's sort of slightly back what is in my, what I would consider to be a project player. I don't think he's a bad player. I don't think Ange will sign. So far, he's never signed a bad player. So, it just remains to be seen. You would get Ediguchi and stuff like that. Never got a chance. But, it just remains to be seen how good his potential is, whether he can prove himself. We've got a guy who's 28 getting out the door. We've got a boy who's 21 coming in the door. He is a big athletic boy with potential, and it seems to be, apparently his personality's had a lot to do with it as well. He's a very serious guy and a very decent human being by all accounts. Got his national service out the way early. That apparently had a big bearing on this because they all have to do it. So essentially, look, to me it's just, I'm in no way critical of the move. It seems to me it's more of a punt than the other ones where I don't think he's going to walk into the first team. I don't think he's as close to it as Kobayashi was or as Iwata was. That was Japan's player of the year last year. Anthony Johnson is a World Cup right back. So I don't think he's at that level. I could be completely wrong. I sure hope I am. Maybe he's a 21-year-old wonderkind and YouTube has got it wrong once again.
100%.
I wouldn't have been on the internet to get things wrong, John. The potential project, like, I think we've maybe moved on. I think we have moved on. Joey Dawson's a project. When we signed guys like that at a lower level that we're bringing in is a project. If we would have got the guy for St Mirren, he would have been a project. I see this guy coming in to actually push Kyogo. He's not coming in as a first team player because Kyogo is a first choice striker, and that's it, end of. And that's the reason that Giakoumakis wants out the door as well, because he knows Kyogo's a first choice striker. But I'm wanting this guy to come in and be better than Kyogo, because that's what we need, Paddy. We didn't need him to come in. We need him to actually come in. No, be better than Giakoumakis. He needs to be better than the guy that's got the top just now, and that is Kyogo. So I want him to come in and be better than Kyogo.
But that's a fact, though. He's not, isn't he?
We don't know.
I know. I was about to correct myself there. We don't know. But first glance is, I mean, can we see anybody coming in dislodging Kyogo? No. I mean, with the top goal scorer, the Divisie, and the top goal scorer last season, it still couldn't do it. So we're really expecting a 21-year-old for Korea to do it as well. I think that we spoke last week about when we are looking to strengthen the team, we should be looking to strengthen who's in the first team already. On the flip side of that is, he's not a loan signing, he's a permanent signing, so he clearly has seen something in this guy that's made him shell out £2.5 million and give him a 5-year contract. And the length of contract as well is excellent, and that's the Ange mould. So I can't really see him challenging Kyogo. I hope he does. I hope he comes in here and slaps it about my face and tell me, look how wrong you were. But like I said at the start, I'm by no manner I mean saying that it's a bad sign. I'm in no position to say that. But what I'm saying is just be cautiously optimistic. He's still young. Like John said, he's raw. I don't think he will challenge Kyogo. But as long as he gets some game time, then we won't know until he gets game time to see what he can do.
Yeah, we won't know that. And that's the big thing about it. And signings, we all get really, really excited over Ange Postecoglou signings, John, because he hasn't got money wrong. But when you actually start looking at it, there is some that haven't fitted in for reasons that are maybe not.
It's not because of bad players, okay?
Aye, it's not because of bad players, it's timing. Completely exactly. Timing and circumstances, yeah. And things
completely
like
that. Completely different from what we're used to.
Aye, it's completely different circumstances for what, like, time has went, this the timing for these players and stuff that have actually went wrong. We didn't care what goes on. We didn't know what goes on in training. We didn't know what Ange Postecoglou sees. What's the coaching staff saying that? We just have to have a look at things. And when we actually see it, we've only got Ange Postecoglou's judgment on it, and that happens in the first team. When we watch the first team, that's what actually happens, right? Ange says he's been after this guy for a little while. He also says that he was really, really pleased that O was absolutely desperate to come to Celtic and made the move happen. For me, that excites me as well, that he was absolutely desperate to come. Unlike his neighbour, Cho, who has went to the World Cup and now been dealt, by the way, you could be the South Korean David Beckham, hang about here or go to a bigger club and this and that and this and that. What I will actually say is I still reckon he will sign for Celtic. Maybe not by the end of this Monday.
You think so?
But I reckon that he'll still sign for Celtic at some point within the next 6 months. And maybe, I can't remember what the point was.
Just to clarify, Kev, can I just say, is Kyle Lafferty the Scottish David Beckham? Do you remember that shot from halfway that he had?
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Playing against us, spectacular it was, absolutely spectacular. To your point, though,
Kyle Rafferty is the Scottish word for gonads.
So, if any manager gets about 50% of his signings right, he would consider to be very successful. I think Ange's percentage is much higher than that. But, I mean, if you take even the midfield, you know, we need to get rid of McCarthy, Abel Gur, Idiguchi. So there have been ones that haven't worked out. But the fact that nobody, you know, Ange is just given carte blanche and there's not a single fan complaining about those boys just shows you how successful his good ones have been. And that's really all you can hope for. So he's had some spectacular successes which completely overshadow the few that haven't worked out. Quite rightly then, he's trusted by us to get it right. That does not mean they will all be right. There's three examples of what was. I know McCarthy isn't really considered by anybody to be an Ange signing, but technically he is. Again, Idiguchi was one that came in with a bit of promise. Abel Gur, we thought, had a bit of promise, and for various reasons it hasn't worked out for those boys. But in the same breath, you know, we signed Haksabanovic, which was a brilliant piece of business. And, you know, all the rest of them, I mean, there's no point in listing them. There's an entire squad there. Basically, this is Ange's squad. The small percentage of guys who I don't think are going to leave here for nothing. I think they're still decent players. We'll go on and have good careers elsewhere, and we'll maybe get a return on our money as well. So, I don't think the manager should be doubted. I'm just, you know, my perception of it was that, you know, again, the boy just looked a bit raw, but that's all. We'll see what happens. I certainly hope he comes in and smashes things up. He's certainly a big, powerful lad. He looks that way, you know, again, relative to Korean opposition. So, but he certainly, and he was very useful with his head as well. They weren't just sort of wee tap-ins. There were good goals with his head he scored. He looked a bit less, he didn't look clumsy, but he didn't look graceful on the ball with these other finishes. So, he didn't look Kyogo.
It's YouTube though, eh? You know what I mean?
Goals from last year and his package and stuff. So, you know, you're totally making assumptions here, but at the same time, that's all we've got to go on.
I'm not going to trust it. I'm not going to. It was the same when Ange Postecoglou turned up. I says I'll judge him as a Celtic manager. I will only judge what he's done previously, and I'm not really that bored what he's done previously. The only thing it's going to affect my emotional well-being is what Ange Postecoglou does as a Celtic manager, and thank God that he's actually been great. And the only thing it's going to affect my emotional well-being for 90 minutes on a Saturday or a Sunday is O's performance as a Celtic player. That is it. And until we actually see that, we're all just peeing in the wind here with any sort of like doubts that we have or any sort of excitement we have. It's only, you can have like doubts about his ability, but also be extremely excited what he's going to bring because you completely and utterly trust the manager to actually bring in a player that's going to fit his system, Paddy, can't you? There's two sides to this here. I think he's going to come in and compete. Problem that we've got is he hasn't played for October. He might have take a wee time to adjust to European football. I'm going to take Liam Fed Celts Down Under pod take on this. He says the South Korean league is far more physical than the Japanese and than the J League. He says so he should be used to certain hammer throws in the Scottish game, Paddy. But it's another striker coming in. It's another process in Ange Postecoglou's building block. But it's also another process. And a rebuilding process, it's still actually going. And that was proven on Saturday against Morton when six guys have only been in the building like 6 months. We're constantly moving and they're constantly a thing of moving parts. And what I'm trying to say is basically, I didn't see O as a project player. I see him contributing.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how we go over the next few weeks. I want to see what if any game time that he gets. Listen, I just want to say it's all right to kind of be cautious about new signings. We don't all have to be all singing, all dancing. It's okay to have a different point of view. I just seem to think that all of our new signings, like you guys say, have been exciting apart from, what, maybe say three, right? And that's a given. So there is a bit of an element of excitement about this signing as well, but all we can really do is go with what we've seen. We can look at his goal scoring stats, we can look at his YouTube package, but until we see him in the flesh, then who knows what he's going to be like. But it is okay to be objective. I don't think he'll challenge Kyogo. I'm with John. I think he is maybe one for maybe next season. We can look at, see how he goes. But hey, if he gets some game time this season, knocks in a few goals, I hope he proves me wrong. That's it.
Well, we were having the reverse of this conversation last week, weren't we? Because it was like trying not to go overexcited about Iwata. Based on what we knew about him. So it's exactly the same thing, just in reverse. You know, we're trying not to go overexcited about one that looks great. We're trying not to get down on one that doesn't look like an immediate superstar. So, you know, just try and keep a balanced view on these things, essentially.
But it's that position, though, John. It's that position that it's the sexy position at a football club, isn't it? A striker. It's the one that gets everybody excited. It's the one position where you go, oh, I can't wait to see this guy play, because at the end of the day, this is a guy that's going to score you the goal. So I can understand why people are being excited about it. And maybe I'm not going to tell people to stop being over the top or whatever, but I mean, we've had so many strikers come into the Celtic that have been a success, but we've also had a varying degree of failures as well. So that's why I'm saying, just be cautious, optimistic. Yeah. It's just one of the signings that you think, do you know what, if it works, absolutely brilliant.
Funny, I was far more excited. I just shows you, maybe I'm just that boring. I was far more excited about Iwata because of what that means for the team. You know, what that could potentially mean for the team, what that means, and, you know, potentially playing a double pivot in Europe, more defensive cover, a different formation, something that gives us more solidity. Also, extending Callum McGregor's career, hopefully, by a few years, you know, because, you know, Iwata is basically... you know, preservatives for Callum McGregor's career potentially, and that's what, you know, we want to extend that as long as we possibly can. And you know, it's all right at the moment because Callum's going great guns, but you know, he has been running the ground for years now, and that needs to stop. It has to stop. So I was far more excited about that signing than I am about the lad today, and that's no, you know. That's no, you know, casting any aspersions on him.
No, it's no casting any aspersions.
That's just, I just felt that Iwata signing overall means that there's far more flexibility. Because if he is a serious contender, because we haven't had one, if he is a serious contender in that position, then that gives us all sorts of options.
Yeah. Iwata was the position I wanted covered in the summer, which didn't seem to get done. Mm-hmm. I think it was fairly obvious towards the end of last season for me, somebody that knows hee-haw about football, that we needed a defensive midfielder that could play at a high level, and that was his role. And I didn't think that was covered in the summer. I thought Abelgar was going to be that player. It looks like he's not going to be the player, and we're trying Iwata. Paddy, and that's the way it goes. And I was excited. I was excited about Ida Gucci. I was excited about McCarthy. I was excited about Abelgar. You can go back, and I'll need to pick up with Declan about this yesterday. I thought Abelgar looked really good in Leipzig, and Declan says he was ranked rotten, but Declan was at the game and he probably had a few German lagers at the time when I was sitting on the couch watching it. And I thought Abelgar looked like the kind of player that were missing. Does that mean that I can't have slight doubts about players coming into the club? That, look, he is 21, he's done his 2 years in the national service. What's really, really good about this guy is he wanted to come to Celtic. He wanted to come here, and Postecoglou likes that. He showed a bit of character. He has got a bit of ability. He would have been in the South Korean national team squad for the World Cup if Song hadn't made it. I liked how the media tried to paint it out like he took a bribe off Songy, £105,000. That was a horrible, horrible story. But there's two things here. Plunge McNugget, Ange doesn't do projects. That's very, very clear. At 21, I didn't think this guy's a project. And AGISC technology, if I just missed it, comes in, hold on, mate. I'll get back. AGISC technology comes in. You can't expect a 21-year-old lad from South Korea to rock up and lead a line of a club like Celtic with the pressure to score in every game and in Europe, etc. Yeah. We've got to take that into our heads as well. All the folk that are in the comments and all that, you've been really, really negative on that. They'll be the first ones to come in and go, he's no good enough.
Yeah.
If he has an absolute horror show over the next year, 2 years of that. There's a reason that he signed a 5-year contract. There's a reason that he's not going to oust Kyogo for the team right away, but we want him to challenge Kyogo for the team right away, Paddy.
There's
a whole multiple of universes here having to collide to make him a success at Celtic Football Club. We all want him to be a success at Celtic Football Club. It's a completely left-field signing. I love how the fact that we've been left-sided. We're going to sign Cho. We're going to sign Kevin Nibbitt. Bang, this guy's in the door. It's done and dusted. I want to see him Sunday, right enough.
Aye, absolutely, but that's the point I was making. The fact that he's got a 5-year contract is not a loan signing tells you that Andrew's got faith in him, but also doesn't mean that he's going to be that player that steps in and be a 20-goal-a-season striker. Like I said before, it's all right to kind of have a different opinion on it and not get all too gung-ho, because the minute you do that, you put pressure on the boy's shoulders and all this expectation that comes when he makes his debut. I don't get where the negativity is coming from.
We're not saying he's going to win the Ballon d'Or, he's going to score 15 goals in the Champions League, and he's going to be the greatest player ever to play for Celtic. If I was saying that would be completely fanciful fairy tales.
Somebody wanted to say, they come on here and just talk a lot of nonsense and claim that he's going to be the next best thing since Larsson, or just have an open and honest opinion, or is it because we're looking at an Ange signing and being over the top about it? I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't, just for anyone that doesn't know this, I don't look at the comments as we're going along. Essentially, I don't understand. You know, I think we've given a pretty balanced opinion there, and I'm not entirely sure what else would be expected to say. I'm just after saying about three times, with Iwata, although that was, very exciting for me, more so than this one, I still tried to give a balanced opinion on it, because all we had to go on was essentially what the YouTube package that we could see. So, although it looked great to me, I didn't sit here and say, oh, this boy's the next thing, the next best thing since sliced bread, as you said. So, I mean, you can either give a balanced opinion or, you can take what I've found, it doesn't really matter what opinion you have. Someone's going to disagree with it anyway, whether it's absolutely balanced or extreme.
Danielle's been here for the very, very start. No, Kev, all you have to say that he looks raw and I'm excited to see him. I think we've all says that.
I think we've actually all said that,
but
yeah. We've also said I hope he proves us wrong. So not prove us wrong, because I've not said he's a bad player, but we're just saying he's only 21. Let's not get too excited. You need to turn off
airplane mode. Oops, guys, mate.
Oh, you're on an aeroplane.
Yeah, no, I'm on airplane mode. Trying to shut this thing off. Getting notifications.
Kay Matsu comes in, who's a regular Japanese called Asian football expert in the comments. I think I can quite safely say that he's a big Asian football expert in the comments. I think I might be able to say that he's only Asian football expert in the comments. The kid was playing the Asian Champions League 2 years ago, mates. It's not like he's inexperienced.
True, but he's never played for a club like Celtic. How many players have we seen that have signed for us and crumbled under the pressure of winning every week?
Yeah.
This is another thing that I'm going to actually hang with. And this is probably... This was something I noticed yesterday. Kimatsu, expert, ex-expert perhaps. Are you an ex-Japanese football player, mate? go and answer, because you said something yesterday that made me think that. Maybe I can get the answer. Right, this takes me to Alexander Bernabe. How excited were we see Alexander Bernabe, and we've got guys like Mark Wilson saying there's folk gone by him if he wasn't there. No, what I'm going to say about a player coming to Celtic, and I think Burnaby is getting into this role sort of, Paddy. If it's easy to settle at Celtic, Celtic are no doing something right. That's my view. What do you think, John?
If it's easy to settle at Celtic in terms of what, off the field, on the field, Kev? What
on the field, style of play, to get used to the running mentality, then we're not doing something right.
Yeah, well, there are big shoes to fill usually when you're coming in, you know, when you pick up a Celtic starting jersey, you're usually taking up the space of a very, very, very good player. And in Burnaby's case, for instance, that's the player of the year. Burnaby has, has proven, I have notes on this for the weekend, but his defensive performances are concerning. His the way he loses the ball so often is concerning. It's also a concern on that side.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Because, you know, when we'd Starfelt on that side, we had Burnaby on that side, we had Hatate on that side, all of those players are prone to losing the ball. Starfelt doesn't lose a lot of ball, but the ball he does lose tends to be, you know, the two chances that you give away that could lose you the game. So I thought we looked much better. In fact, it was funny, was it the Sunderland game? Kobe Ashe came in for his for his debut. He's so left-footed. 90% of what we were doing was down the left-hand side. You know, I know people at the game were commenting on it, and you know, I'd commented on it this half-time saying, you know, Alistair Johnson could be out there having a cup of tea with Joe Hart. You know, he never touched it. Everything was going down the left. And in certain respects, it was beautiful to see because it was fast, it was effective. You know, there was no turning round three times trying to find a man. It was just bang straight down the line and away you go. And because of that, you know, we were so left dominant. It was really interesting to see that happen. But guys come in. You know, Burnaby isn't a proven success yet.
It's not a proven failure either, John.
Oh, no, for God, absolutely not. Nobody's suggesting he is. But
There's loads of folks suggesting that he is.
So the negativity about Burnaby, where's that from? Is that from the comments?
Everywhere, of social media, there's some in the comments, there's some in the general... It seems to be the new scapegoat to me, Paddy.
Well, I don't mean to butt in, John, sorry, I know you're in full flow there. But it's the whole...
I'm always in full flow, Paddy.
I know, but it's the whole Greg Taylor thing of any game, wasn't it? When he took over for Kieran Tierney, he was deemed not good enough. Now, Burnaby's not deemed good enough. He's only played 13 games.
Yeah,
I don't think out of the 13 games, he's had 90 minutes in all the games. I'm pretty sure the majority's been off the bench. So how can we sit here and say... let's get overexcited about a player who we've just signed, and then, by the other hand, slate a player who has only played 13 times for the club and say he's not good enough.
He's moved to a new country. Can he speak the language? Yep. His country won the World Cup. He's been done for drink driving. He's had a eventful 6 months.
Yeah,
and he's only played 13 times. And the guy in front of him is having the season of his career.
The thing is, I was reading up about Burnaby a couple of days ago. I was reading up about Burnaby, and I was trying to find something about him that, because I'd seen the narrative on Twitter and on Facebook that he's not good enough, and I was trying to find something on his career before he joined Celtic. Now, bearing in mind, this guy is only 21 as well, but he was, and from what I could see, his former coaches was it Lannis? No, I'm sure it was Lannis he played for, said that he was never known for his defensive abilities, but he was really athletic, really quick down the wing, good at attacking. And he's only 21 year old, so his defensive abilities will come. All that will come, but he's obviously got something about him, unless obviously these other guys are saying Andrew's wrong and he's a duff signing, which yeah. we can't have that now.
Well, look, you know, and again, that's exactly right. And that's what we knew about him before he came in. But yet, you know, when you're in that position, and that's the thing that Greg Taylor got slated for, he can defend, but he can't attack. And this boy can attack, but he can't defend.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe if they went and had a love child together, they could have the perfect player down that side. But, you know, my notes from that game, I was going through to see what they had, and in the 88th minute, we still had Bernabe bombing down the side, putting a ball across the front of goal, which should have been turned in. So, you know, he's got the engine. He's certainly got the attacking attributes. And this is not the easiest side to learn how to defend in, because you're so exposed. And I think, to be fair, I think Alistair Johnson has struggled with it to a degree as well. He's been wildly out of position at times. There was one point when Bernabe did get skinned against Morton when they were having their 6 minutes of pressure, but he did get skinned down that wing. And the ball that went across came to a Morton player who was Alistair Johnson's player, who was completely unmarked at the back of the box, 6 yards away from him. So, look, nobody's perfect. You know, at the end of the day, we just want to have a solid unit. And that unit in and of itself is brand new. You know, that back four is almost essentially brand new. So it's either new starters or debutants. You know,
back guys five, the back five against Morton had never played together.
Yeah.
Alistair Johnson's came in. He was thrown into the Glasgow derby at Ibrox, performed well. Probably adrenaline got him through that. And there was a couple of times, but now he's in that settling period, and what he's actually learning to do is play Paddy a very, very complicated position in the way that we play, and it's the same with Bernabe. You look at Greg Taylor, the reason that Greg Taylor's been fantastic is because he's actually managed to take that on, but he's had a year playing that.
Yeah.
He's had 1 year actually playing that, then a full pre-season. These lads, did Bernabe have a pre-season? He would have had slightly a pre-season, but a lack of game time. We can't have guys, right, saying that it's the most important and complicated role in the Celtic team, Paddy, for me, that inverted fullback role. And guys are not going to get it quick.
No.
And Alistair Johnson is going to make mistakes, because it's completely different for playing for what we saw him doing in the World Cup for Canada. It's completely different what we're asking.
100%. We've never seen a system like it, have we, at Celtic? And I think we even seen Ralston and Greg Taylor struggle with it last season. And it really only came, in my opinion, it only came really, around about November time, when we started to see it pick up last season, when we were on that run after the Dundee United draw, when we were getting told Ange should be looking to change his whole system because it wasn't working. But he stuck with it, the players stuck with it, they learned it, and that's just simply what's going to happen with these guys as well. They'll just need to kind of get used to the system, get used to how Ange wants it played, how it's set up. But I don't have any fears about these guys doing it. I mean, Alistair Johnston looks really tidy at the right back. Like you see, he's got an engine as well. The guy could run all day. So I don't have any fears that they'll eventually pick it up. The only problem Bernabe's got is like you say, he's playing behind Greg Taylor, who's just undroppable.
Yeah.
Who's had a year playing that system.
Yeah.
And the problem is, I mean, and God forbid that we should criticise, Hertati, who is, a fantastic player, but he does lose the ball a lot. So, you know, if you're in Bernabe's position and you are really advanced and that ball is suddenly lost, you know, and with Hertati, you know, it's usually the simple ball. It's not the worldy across the field, which he can do so easily. It's usually a simple short ball. And, you know, all of a sudden, there's acres of space behind you, you know, and you've got to get back and try and cover that. So, look, you know, it's a real, you know, I think, you know, basically in this system...
John, that's why you were excited about Iwata.
Yeah,
because exactly. We need that type of player there, especially against better sides.
Absolutely.
That's why you were excited, like an accountant, having a look at a spreadsheet over Iwata.
You know, you are really exposed. You're really exposed. And, you know, I've seen it with even Johnson on the other side, because I'm not going to just, you know, Bernabe's got his faults. All the players have got their faults. But these are the two most difficult positions on the pitch, in my view, in that system. So, you know, Johnson has proven to be, what I love about him is he's got a real edge about him. He looks like he wants to have a fight, basically. So I love that about him. He's got that lovely edge. A bit like Ralston, to be honest with you. But
am I the only one that gets him and James Forrest mixed up? Am I the only one that's seen the resemblance between Alistair Johnson and James Forrest?
Oh, yeah, in terms of the style of running, they both are a wee bit hunched over.
The whack of neck worries me greatly.
No, but he's a very solid player. But you can say, I mean, he's having to learn because he was basically a right-sided centre-half for all intents and purposes for most of that World Cup. So... you know, he's very good at that part of the job. So that's his part of the job. But let's contrast those two players there exactly as we've just done. Bernabe is really good going forward, not great defensively at the moment. Alistair Johnson is really quite solid defensively, not great going forward to the same extent. Like, I think Anthony Ralston's much, much better in terms of being a danger going forward. So, I mean, they both have a lot to learn. They're both young guys. They're both with a lot to learn. And neither of them are supposed to be first choice at this juncture. So if they have to learn, I suppose the best way to do it is when we're 9 points up and the opponents, you know, our opponents that we're fairly sure of beating. So if they're going to have to learn it at some point, maybe this is the best proving ground for them and the best possible circumstances for them. But it's interesting, we are rotating. You Kev, I wanted to point this out because, again, you know, it's that rare occasion that happens every single week when you are wrong and I am right. It's basically when you... because you had called, I had suggested that there'd be a load of changes for St Mirren because that's what Ange had indicated, and you said, no, the changes will all be at the weekend. And then that St Mirren team came out, and you're like, whoa, what was that like? And then again at the weekend, and Ange does this all the time. Was there anybody expecting such a strong team? You know, was that because when you're thinking about trying to manage the players and all that sort of stuff, but
before I get to my point, this is the sort of point I was making. There's over 700 walks and watching, so please click the like button. I can't see how many likes that we've got. There's something went up with this.
I imagine 700 at this point, Kev.
Even if you didn't like us, hit the like button because it does the folk that you do like on the channel, it helps the channel as a whole. So even if you didn't like us, me, just even hit the like button because it helps everybody else. But that's the point I'm trying to make, John. Even though we say it was a strong team against Morton, it's a team where six of the players have only been there 6 months, Barry.
Yeah.
So it's going to be extremely difficult for younger guys to get into the team at this point, Barry, because Scott Robertson could get into the team, Vata could get into the team, there's a whole load of, but we're actually building to what Angie's vision is, and that meant a game against Morton in the Scottish Cup, we've got to give guys in our squad game time.
Aye.
Just arrived game time.
I would have loved to have seen more about Blossom. I think he looks like a cracking prospect for the team. But when you say why was that team so strong, that just shows you the strength and depth that we've got. And when you look at, I seen something on Twitter the other day when we looked at the starting 11 against Betis last season. And when you look at the kind of players we had there, with skills in the centre defence, we also had Soro in the middle of the park. We had Ayeti leading the line. I mean, it's frightening when you look at where we are now, none of the players are anywhere near. So that was a strong team, but the strength of the team that Andrew's built is probably testament to that. But nah, I think that was a good opportunity to see different players in different positions. I'd love to see Malabo more. I want to see Vata, see what he can bring to the first team as well. But where are they going to get in? That's the only problem we have. They kind of get in against Morton for a sustained period of time. Where are they going to get a chance?
Well, I tell you an interesting thing. I hadn't read my notes back until this morning, so I was taking notes during the game and I hadn't read them back until this morning. And because of all the controversy about the VAR and Moy played well and the goals and all that, sort of one thing got lost. I have a lot of notes on Abada. In the first half, Abada was very, very heavily involved, and him and Kyogo were linking up really well. So that was good to see because, you know, Abada's obviously been out of favour for a while, but he really, is it just me or does he look bigger? You know, he looks a bit stronger to me, you know, so maybe he's put some bulk on.
He doesn't look like James Forrest, who B says James Forrest looked like a wee cuddly Ewok.
that's terrible. So, James Forrest is an almost 500 appearance Celtic legend, by the way.
And another one, I've got to bring this up, lads. Peter McGlone, AJ reminds me of Anton Rogan, purely cosmetic, of course. Now I've read that, I can't unsee.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. but no, it's you know, in terms of the rotation, but I mean, with Abada there, for instance, I mean, there's... you know, it seems like Maeda was playing that side, you know, and Jota was playing that side, but now it seems to be they're vying for the other side. They're vying for the left, and it's really Forrest and Abada down that side. And you would have thought Abada was first choice with Forrest coming on, but that seems to have flipped recently. But Abada looked really, really good, and I hope that's a sign of things to come. And he has been, I know we've discussed this before, he never really looked as if he was going to go by a man. He was using, especially Anthony Ralston, you know, the passing, the interplay between them to beat a man. You know, so he'd lay it off to Ralston. Ralston would play a blinding pass between, the, you know, down the channel, and off he went. But he looks like he's taking men on now. He looks far more determined to get to the byline. And, you know, he played in some blinding balls at the weekend. So that was really encouraging over and above the, you know, Aaron Moy running the game thing.
As I says last week, John, when I was being right, because I'm usually right, I says last week, Paddy, that I thought Abada had been hard done by. I think Abada's been hard done by the rotation.
I definitely agree with that. I love Abada. I've said it many times that I love it. I just love how he just has that knack of being in the right place at the right time, doesn't he? And how many times did he do that against them last season as well? I think he's been, don't want to say harshly treated, because he's not been harshly treated, but he's just found himself in the wrong end of a difficult period where Andrew's seem to be preferring Forrest or Maeda and Jota on the left-hand side. So, I love Abad. I hope he gets a good run in the side, and it did show against Morton how effective he can be.
He did. Another guy that was having a great game against Morton is, where's Paddy Laverty? I'm going to bring up Paddy. Sorry, I missed you on Friday night, Paddy. I couldn't make it to the live show. By all events, by all sounds, I missed a great night. Paddy, there was a lot of negativity when Moy signed. This is just for John, because I like winding up John about Aaron Moy. Signed, and look at him now, he even has his own song. When I was walking at the stadium on Saturday, I says to my pal, I have got friends for anybody that's asking, I did say to him, I says, do you think James McCarthy lies in bed at night wishing he was Aaron Moy? What do you think, John?
Well, they're both about the same speed, so. No. What I said about Moy originally is everyone knows it's just become a constant source of why I refuse to back down from it anyway. But in terms of his speed and athleticism, in Europe.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
In Europe, let's qualify that. So I didn't think he was up for that in Europe. However, there's a lot of cliches in football, but I mean, if you look at, you know, the Maeda and Moy went away to the World Cup, and, you know, there's as usual sort of cliche, well, you know, maybe they'll come back better for it, better experience, and you're going, eh, you know, what's the chances of that? And the two of them are on fire. I mean, that has made, it's remarkable, absolutely remarkable, the difference it's made to them. I mean, you can only believe that it's a con. It can't be a fitness thing, because they were both fit enough already, or relatively fit. I doubt very much they went to the World Cup and got more intensive training than Ange's given them. Aye. So it's not a fitness thing. It's purely a confidence thing. I mean, they've obviously, the two of them have come back high, buzzing, you know, on you know, what's their potential and their ability. And, you know, that experience has obviously changed them for the better. And it's been sensational to see. Because Moy is a, you know, it's certainly at this level, obviously, likes against the likes of Morton. I would have expected him to boss that game before, but now he's really, you know, absolutely running the park. So, you know, that's not where his issues lie. They lie on the European stage, but that's, you could say that, as I've said many times, you could say that about an awful lot of our players. So, but Moy has been tremendous recently, really tremendous. And the thing about it is, and I think this is why the Celtic fans are, you know, really enjoying it, is because he's a beautiful football player in terms of the way he plays the game. He's silky and he picks out wonderful passes. He finds space where there's no space. You know, he creates a bit of magic here and there. It's just great to see. It's absolutely great to see. Love it. And then you've got Maeda, you know, who just now looks like he can't miss a goal. When at one point he looked like he couldn't hit a barn door. You know, and you know, as we said, I think last week, the week before, if he adds that consistent finishing to his game, it's going to be very difficult to hold on to him because, you know, what a player. So, you know, we've had, you know, it is a cliche, obviously, but, you know, it's worked. It has, sometimes cliches are there for a reason because, as with stereotypes, because there's an element of truth in them.
All cliches, you know, are true.
Just get back to Moy.
There's a bit of philosophy for you. There was a
cracking tweet going about yesterday about Aaron Moy from Huddersfield Town. Let me get the, and he also played for Huddersfield. There's an account called the Terriers, and they said there was a tweet saying just how good is this guy? Where do you rank him amongst the best players you've seen play for the club? And there's people who supported that club for 60 years saying he's the best player they've ever seen play. So he clearly has got ability, John. It was always about his confidence, wasn't it? And now that he's got it, man, we're enjoying it now.
Yeah.
Keimatsu, our resident Japanese football expert, Moy understands the system better than anyone else, except perhaps Maeda. It's a good point that I never actually thought about that because, that's a good point. Robert Ingram, self-belief is a big factor in this. That is a big factor as well. Both guys have came back buzzing for the World Cup, and it was interesting to hear Ange Postecoglou mentioning Cameron Carter-Vickers and that as well.
The difference, the thing about that, Kev, is it's difficult to believe. Moy was already a 31-year-old, really experienced international. Maeda
was a no-brainer as a signing.
I know, but I mean, Maeda is a Japanese centre forward. You wouldn't have thought these boys were short of self-belief. You wouldn't have thought they were short of confidence. You know, I think maybe it's just that uplift, that realisation of what could be, you know, when they go over to their, you know, a big competition like that and they see how special it is. Just reminds them maybe why they're in the game and what it's all about, you know. Again, I think it even has to be more complex than just self-belief because these guys are playing at the top of their game anyway, and it's not like they were playing terribly. But that difference, that percentage difference, wow, what a change it has been, you know. And we really are benefiting from it now. The team is miles better with a bad in it.
JP comes and says the team is miles better with a bad in it. Charlie McGarvey comes in and says Vata was injured for the Morton game. I'm sure he played. Did him and Lowell no play against some English mob last week on the Thursday night or something like
Wolves,
that?
I think it was, wasn't it? It was Wolves.
Tony Cassidy, Celtic BV Leicester today, 7 p.m. Premier League International Cup. I don't know if that's been shown anywhere. Whatsoever. I'm going to bring this up with Jamie Young. It was all over Twitter that Georgios Yakimakis tried to backtrack and Anne said no. No, who tweeted that? Let's find the guy who tweeted that.
Let's drill into when he got this thing.
Yes, guilty is charged.
Guilty. I mean, what I would say, I did have a laugh this morning. I was reading that Atlanta are close to a deal with Georgios Yakimakis, and I had a look at the comments underneath the tweets, and the amount of those that are hard of thinking and can't put their underpants on the right way, who actually thought he was going to at Atlanta, was quite scary. It was really quite most amusing the amount I actually thought he was going to at Atlanta. it just shows you what we go. It looks like Yakimakis' time's done, Paddy.
I think so. And if we're led to believe and that he did try and backtrack and he was chased, then he is on his way out, which is a shame. I think he's a good striker, good strike rate. Like you said, I mean, what can we say we've not already said about Yakimakis already? But where he ends up next, who knows? If it is Atalanta, is that a waste of a good striker? Should he have tried to get somewhere in Europe? I don't know. But I mean, the Yakimakis thing's been done to death now, isn't it? He's going, and it's just a case of when and not if.
Well, that's exactly sort of why I didn't tweet that information out earlier, because it was a throwaway comment as part of a much wider process of verifying the story about the actual contracts that we were talking about last week. And to me, that was a more important, more interesting story, and I hadn't really given it any thought since then. And the more important issue to me was really about the manager, not about Yakimakis. You know, because when you're back and think about it, you know, that's interesting. Just in as much as obviously no matter what sort of paternal feelings Ange gives you, you know, in terms of like, you know, he's that sort of grumpy, affable, but, you know, your mate, you want to have a drink with and all the rest of it. There is no question he is absolutely ruthless. You know, we knew that. People were telling us that before, you know, when he first joined. He said, you know, Ange will cut out all the deadwood right at the start. Now, he didn't have that job to do with us because all the deadwood was already out the door. But they said he will come in and there will be no loyalties, there'll be no favourites. He will cut all the deadwood, and he does it fairly ruthlessly. And now we're starting to see what that means in reality. So, again, the information was just obviously, you know, Yakimakis tried to walk back the situation, but by that point, Ange was no, that's not happening. So, and moving on. So, you know, which again is I would much prefer that we kept him to the summer, because again, with a young fella coming in, and by the way, he better turn out to be a good player, because there's not many easy songs there for him. You know, I'm not comfortable with, again, just being, that's a good, I'm not comfortable with there being just no backup apart from him. So, yes, we could play Maeda in that position, but, you know, we haven't really tried him there for any length of time. So I would just prefer another striker. I'm not sure we're going to get one. I think four players in the window. I think that we need to get quite a few lads off our books at this point. And that's not going to be easy to do in the case of some of them, like McCarthy, for instance. That might be impossible to do, as a matter of fact. So, you know, we need to balance the books at this point. So I'm not sure, you know, four guys in already. There's only a week to go. Are we likely to get another striker in? I'm not sure at all. It seems unlikely at this point.
HISC technology, we should play a K-pop tune every time O scores. I've actually just got used to them playing Scooter. I don't know how long it would take me to get used to them play K-pop. Matsu, you've actually gave us a couple of ideas when you've actually says, I don't mean to be enigmatic. If Axon would let me post links on their videos, I would end the mystery. You maybe would get the channel taken off. I'm not 100% sure about that. I'm going to ask him a question. The Japan story was always untrue. This is about Yakimakis. I have the receipts. My theory is this, that the agent came up with you, a Japanese side, to point out where Yakimakis' problem lay at Celtic Park.
That's
controversial, Kev.
Just briefly, we've been on the hour. Just briefly, Maurice Jens declared his love for us on Hug Money and is now out the door. I personally see this as what could we say? It's a guy who's no better than what we've actually got and actually already got there. He's a guy who economically didn't make sense to sign permanently. And we are going to see UK and Moll now move up as the four centre-halves, because I still reckon Welsh will actually leave. Paddy?
I think Welsh could do a season on loan somewhere, just to see how it develops with regular first-team football. I still like Welsh as a defender. Maybe it's because he's still a young Scottish boy and he comes through the ranks, because we all love that, don't we? Jens is a particularly strange one. He was dropped like a hot potato when Starfelt came back. But then, what can you do? You've got your best defender for last season coming back to partner up Cameron Carter-Vickers. What do you do? Do you keep him out, or do you play a lone player who isn't part of your long-term plans? That's always going to be the case. But
I said weeks ago, Kev, as you'll remember, in the game of musical chairs with centre-halves, the guy with the permanent without the permanent contract is the guy that's going to lose. Mm-hmm. So I'm afraid Big Mercedes needs to go and park somewhere else.
It was done as soon as he gave himself that nickname for me. That was it. As soon as he gave himself that nickname. Imagine making up the story that some builder shouted at him and called him Mercedes. I've never heard such rubbish in my life.
Did builder shout at you, Kev, when they see you?
He didn't want to, Ken. He really, really didn't want to know what builder shout at me. He didn't want to, Ken, what my wife shouts at me. We'll go an hour and 2 minutes before, we'll go a wee bit BBC World Service here and we'll comment on the political situation in the Asian world. Merchant comes in and tells us he didn't think Koreans and Chinese got along. We need to keep that in mind, lads. We need to keep that in mind. Yeah. Right, lads, I think this has been great today. We've had a wee bit of a banter, we've had a wee bit of a battle with the folk in the comments. It's been entertainment. This is entertainment, and we haven't been bams to each other, so I'm quite happy with that. Paddy and John, thanks very much, and I'll see you all later.
Bye-bye.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet,
But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
It's the Marketer's Report. This week, Patrizia Spagnoletto, Global Chief Marketing Officer, Direct to Consumer for Warner Brothers Discovery, weighs in on the difficult task of building and retaining consumer trust.
Trust is a really hard thing to build and a really easy thing to destroy, and we have to be very respectful about that. Our partnership with iHeart has really helped us build that trust and that relationship with the on-air talent. The best thing for us to do is to build a relationship with our consumers. And if those consumers have a relationship with the DJs that are on air, then we want to build on that. House of the Dragon, which was one of our most successful, if not the most successful campaign we've ever done for a show, audio was a core part of that.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. Not just a media company, iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Sports Social Podcast Network. 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 Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.